following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, welcome to today's edition of Refuge Daily. My name is David. I'm the high school pastor here, if you guys did not know who I was yet. And, you know, today I just want to share something very brief with you guys. I have resurrection on my mind since this past week. We talked about it, obviously. We spent time contemplating Easter and what that means and the resurrection. And so I just want to read something. Again, it's fresh on my mind. I just want to make a couple of comments. It's found in Hebrews chapter 12. It says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Now here's the part right here. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning or despising its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now, on this past Sunday, when I was talking with the high schoolers, we asked the question, well, why on earth would anybody endure this kind of shame, the agony, the torture of the cross? And Hebrews 12:2 says, well, he endured it for the joy that was set before him. I love what Spurgeon said on this. I'm just going to read this verbatim right here. He said, "The joy that was set before Jesus was principally the joy of saving people like you and people like me. I know it was the joy of fulfilling his Father's will, of sitting down on his Father's throne, of being made perfect through suffering, but still I know that this is the grand, great motive of the Savior's suffering, the joy of saving us." This blows my mind. The thought that as Jesus is on the cross and the weight of the world is on him, and he's the wrath of God literally being poured out on Jesus, what keeps him on the cross were not the nails. It was the love that he had in his heart for people like you and me, who were enemies of him at that point, by the way. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates his own love, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus dies for his enemies, that we may be given this opportunity to be brought into the family of God for those who respond to the gospel. The thought that we were on his mind while he was on the cross is insane to me. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. Bill talked about it, that to many people it looked like a lost cause, but Jesus knew what he was doing. The cross was always his plan. The grave was always his plan. Resurrection was always his plan. In fact, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus is given a specific, amazing, awesome title. And Jesus is referred to as the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Before God even created the beings that he would need to redeem and die for, he was already looked at, Revelation 13:8 says, as a lamb that has already been slain. Meaning Jesus knew the fall was going to happen. God knew all these things were going to happen. Sin doesn't surprise God. The fall of man did not surprise God. The sin that I have committed, the sin I have not even committed yet, right? God is not surprised by those things. Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. On Sunday, I asked the question, what does the resurrection teach us about God? And what does it say about us? That's the direction I was going as I was sharing with the students. And we talked about that the resurrection literally teaches us that God is more loving than we ever dare to believe. That he's completely faithful. And that he's more gracious and merciful than we could possibly comprehend. And what that means for us, what does the resurrection teach or say about us? Well, it says that we are perfectly, deeply, completely loved. by a God who gave everything for us. God loves me. God loves you with your faults, your insecurities, your doubts, your anxieties, your skeletons in your closet. It does not mean he does not want to change those things about you, right? He desires to lead you into a deeper fellowship with him, but he still loves you perfectly. Man, resurrection, the gospel has so much to say about this idea of capital L love, agape, perfect God love. So as I said, resurrection was on my mind. Easter, everything that this represents, Hebrews 12:2, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, hating, despising its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The fact that we were a part of this joy that was on his heart and mind, and this was what helped him endure, blows my mind. I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.